This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by the Mothers of Amwell Church and is entitled Mother's Day.
Tomorrow, the United States is moving its embassy to Jerusalem. All Christians need to be happy about that. All Christians need to be praising the Lord for that. God tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that Jerusalem is the city in the center of all of God's plans. And so we're encouraged by that. Now, I love the Jewish people. I make no bones about that. We're blessed in our Wednesday Herman Kapp Ministries every other Wednesday. One of the ladies who attends is a Jewish lady. And when we first started our ministry there, she came in, she saw us, things being set up, and she came over to me and she said, "So watch this." I said, we're going to have a time together for folks in the community. Just come on down. We're going to do some singing, get some words of encouragement, do some reminiscences. And she said, "Is it religious?" And I said, "Yeah." She says, "Is it Christian?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't come." I said, "Why not?" She said, "Because I'm Jewish." And I said a few sentences to her in Yiddish. And she said, "You know that?" I said, "Yeah, I know that." She said, "Okay, I'll come." And she's been coming ever since. And she sings songs about Jesus. And when we pray, she prays along with us. And at some point as the ministry went along, she admitted to me that she really wasn't a practicing Jew, but that she wasn't very religious because she didn't believe in God. Months after that, she came to me. She said, "You know what? I'm starting to believe. I'm starting to see that there's a God, and I see him through the love of the people who come here to serve us." And so she's coming along, and I believe that the day's going to come when I'll be able to lead her to Jesus when the Holy Spirit comes into her heart. Having said that, and having said that this is Mother's Day, one of the things that we're going to celebrate is mothers and the different attributes of them. But in the Jewish understanding of things, it's the mother that takes a very large role, especially at Shabbat, which is the holy day of Friday night. And the mother leads the Shabbat prayer for the family. And one of the most poignant moments in the movie Fiddler on the Roof is when the mamala, the mother, leads in the Shabbat prayer. And so I thought I'd excerpt that out this morning, and Sherry found it on YouTube. And so be blessed as mamala shares the Passover, the Sabbath prayer. Again? I only knew they did it once. Our first presenter this morning is Sue Apgar. That's you.
Somebody has to be first, right? Somebody has to be first. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all mothers everywhere in the world, because everybody had a mother. Proverbs is such a wonderful chapter, and one of the proverbs that I'd like to read to you is, "The heart of a husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil." My mother, we were raised on a farm. She was a true farm wife. She got up early, helped my dad in the barn, milked the cows, do everything that had to be done, came back to the house, got us ready for school, and a lot of the times we did a lot of things ourselves when we were old enough, because she was still in the barn, but we had no heat in our house. And we had little like space heaters, like a lot of you probably remember. So we used to put our undershirts and bring them down and put them on the heater so it would be a little bit warm, and we would wrap in a blanket to do that. But we never thought that was unusual. It was okay. We didn't fight it. We didn't say, "Hey, we want heat." No, we just did what we did, because our mother was always with us to guide us. My mother milked cows. She helped to birth calves, helping us to learn how to teach a newborn calf to drink, working in the fields to harvest crops, freezing and canning from the garden. She was strong and could always run faster than us. And she told us that when we were doing something not so good. She said, "Don't try to run, because I will get you." And that's one of the things that I feared, was the getting. Proverbs 31:17, she had a strength only God could provide. I don't know how she did it. We had hired men that lived on the farm. We had cousins that came to help my dad. So a lot of times there was like 10 people around this big kitchen table, and everything happened in the kitchen, doing laundry, cooking. I don't think she ever sat down to eat, and she always said she was too tired to eat once she got done cooking. And it just struck me that she did all of this and she didn't ask for any help. She just did it all herself. She used to take Mercurochrome. Does everybody remember what Mercurochrome was like back in the day? But when we skinned our knees, she used to take the little dropper and say, sit down, and she would draw a butterfly on the scratch. So we were so busy watching the butterfly be put on her knee that we didn't really feel too much of that sting. So that was just a little memory that I'll always have. She signed all of her cards to my father saying, ever loving. And she loved him for 57 years, and she supported him in every way that that life brought them. Five children and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and my regret is that she didn't get to meet Maddie and Ryan and Elijah and Caleb, but she's in glory. She's in glory because she came here and she heard the word of God, and as children, we all went to church together as a family. So God bless your mom and all the moms.
It's not about any one person. I'm doing my part. And it's such a blessing to see so many others doing their part in the church this morning and every Sunday morning. We're so grateful. Presenter number two is Jill Damiano. I like saying that name, Damiano. Can you? You know why?
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers. Pastor had called me earlier this week and asked if I might say something, and I was like, oh yes, that's great. That'll be easy. It's not easy. And then when I started thinking about it, the nerves really kicked in. So, but with all that being said, I was looking through the list to see what really kind of jumped out at me, the characteristics of a great mom, of a great woman. And I was circling the ones that applied. Well, that didn't help me narrow it down too much, but my mom was very hardworking and very kind. So I kind of picked those to kind of expound on a little bit. My mom's she's a great lady. I feel bad that she wasn't close by, because she would have loved all the ladies of this church. She would have just fit in so well. But she lives in Ohio. She was a great role model. She was very caring and, you know, a woman of the house when I was really little, you know, cooking, cleaning, house cleaning, laundry, all the things that the mom does kind of silently behind the scenes. She was very morally strong too. And she began working outside of the house when I was about 10. And so a little bit of a culture shock for me at that time, because I'm like, come home from school. It wasn't very long that she was away, like maybe 4 o'clock or something. I had two older sisters, so I wasn't by myself. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where they say you don't know what you've got till it's gone. So when she wasn't there, it's like a little bit of panic, you know. But she continued to work always after that outside the home. And she worked... But it didn't take away from like all the stuff that she did at home. Like think, oh, you know, how do you get everything else done? She had so many interests and was able to really, some of her interests, she loved sewing. Back in the day, there was decoupage. I don't know if ladies remember that, but she also loved reading. She liked refinishing antique furniture. She, you know, she just enjoyed so many different things. She loved gardening, and she got into the jazzercise thing that the women get into. So she, even though she worked, she had time for a lot of different interests. She was very, very talented and very skilled. That was one of the things on the list. She had a lot of gifts that God had given to her. What else can I say about her? She really enjoyed spending time with family, and we always had great family vacations. She's still alive, and I'm very blessed with that. And she had a great sense of humor. So I just thank you for listening. Happy Mother's Day.
This isn't easy. Jill's right. I chose in Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman, I chose verses 14 and 15. She is like a merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet dark, yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. This describes a hardworking, tireless woman. My mom passed away in July of 2008. She was 86. In the same week, I went to my mom's funeral and young Mark's wedding. I had a lot of mixed emotions, and I still do. Let me tell you about my mom. She was the mother of 9 children. 5 girls and 4 boys. I'm the oldest. The ancient one, as they call me. I remember everything. When I think back on those days, I don't ever remember my mom sitting down. She was always preparing a meal, serving it, cleaning up after it. She was awake before all of us, coffee smell filling the air. Still up when I went to bed. She gave me my first Bible. I didn't write this down, but I don't use it. It's small print and tissue paper pages, but it's always meant a lot to me. I tell Mark I have my name in it, Ida Toth, and my address. Nobody was stealing that Bible. They had my address in it. She taught me love for family, responsibility, helping with my brothers and sisters. Sometimes I'm accused of too much of that. How to be selfless. I learned a lot from her example. She loved her grandchildren greatly. Not a birthday, grandparents' day, graduation day did she miss. Let me tell you, a Mother's Day 57 years ago, my youngest sister, Phyllis, had her 57th birthday this past Friday. 2 days after she was born, on Mother's Day, my dad put me in a cab, gave me cab fare to go to see Mom. We still had 7 kids at home. When I got to the Orange Memorial Church, I saw flowers for sale. I couldn't resist. I used the cab fare for going home to buy flowers for my mom. I snuck up the back stairs because in those days I was too young for a visit, but I knew the back way up. Tears filled her eyes when she saw the flowers. And I have to tell you, they weren't much of anything. Cab fare was pretty cheap in those days, but it was a little plant. And I felt real, real proud to be able to bring it to her. A nurse hid me behind a rollout curtain, brought in my little sister, and placed her in my lap. Round, chubby face, and lots of hair. I didn't need baby dolls to play with. I had real ones. I had to walk home a good distance. Thank God, in those days, the only worry was distance, not danger. Dad wasn't very happy. I tell this story every birthday to my sister. I write her a card and I put a little notation. I was the first one to hold you after Mom. Pastor Bob always has a way and a side to a story that usually makes us smile to ourselves or laugh out loud. And when I tell Phyllis this story, instead of how cute she was, I tell her how I looked up to the Lord and said, "Lord, Lord, please let this be the last one." And she was. In closing, I think being a Proverbs 31 woman is not about being perfect. It's about living life with a purpose. Thank you. God bless all of you today.
Well, our closing presenter has a lot to offer us this morning, not just in our own story, but in some surprise other stories. Sherry Ferrello.
It's always a pleasure to follow everyone, to hear what everyone else has said. Susie, you are your mom. Hardworking, loving family. If you need something, you can call at the 11th hour, and Susie's up. Don't call in the morning. Call at night. Susie's up.
Gary and Michelle are happy about that.
Yeah. Jill, what you listed about your mom is what I think of you. It's how I see you. Morally strong. When you said about coming home from school and only having that short period of time when your mother was away from the house, I've worked my children's entire life. So lucky for me, my mom was there. Ida, when you talked about having an example of family responsibility, that is you. Your responsibility to your family, to your children. I think Jennifer told me that you drove chocolate milk to young Mark at work because he likes it. That's a mom. That's a mom's heart. And you summed up so well when you said, living with a purpose. Living with a purpose. What is this life if we have no purpose? What is this life if we have no purpose? I know I will see my mom again. And I know she won't be suffering. And that warms my heart.
One of the things my mom and I shared the love for was reading recipes. And she would always tell me about this wonderful dinner she made. And it would be followed with, "But I didn't have, so I substituted." We lived 2 miles from town. I didn't have, but I substituted. She was notorious for it and a wonderful cook. So I found a recipe of how to make a loving mom written by an unknown 5-year-old. The ingredients are interesting. However, I always go to the directions because it's gotta be quick. I don't wanna say I'm lazy, but it's gotta be quick. So it says to toss the first 5 ingredients into a big bowl and then pour the next 3 ingredients over. And because I like math, I counted. There's more ingredients than in the recipe. So that's the kind of day I'm having today. I left my thumb drive at home. Everything just kind of fell apart. But God. God put the right people in place so that the PowerPoint would work. This morning would go off without a hitch. And although I thought I would stand up here and bawl my eyes out, but God. God's allowing me to talk about my favorite subjects, my family, my mom, my dad, my children, my husband. My husband is a saint. For 22 years, he's lived next door to my mom. Now, we have plenty of space between us. Although my mom wore glasses, she had eagle eyes. If Joe pulled out of the driveway, ring, ring, "Hi, Mom, where's Joe going? Work."
It's after 9. Okay. Isn't he going to be late? Maybe, Mom. Okay. I just wanted to check. See you later. Bye. She had eagle eyes. If he took the trash out, it wasn't early enough. It wasn't good. It just, when my mom has her own time, if she says, we'll pick you up at 5 o'clock in McPherson time, that's 4:45, be outside. So it would never fail. I would book too much to do. Joe would get the last shower because he's a saint. And my mom would be outside, beep, 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 and Joe would be 1 foot in the shower. It didn't matter what I said. Mom, I did too much, I didn't get home. Why was your husband not showered? Now, she loved him to pieces, which is why she picked on him so much. But 22 years of, perhaps sneaking through the house to get to the laundry room because your slacks are in there and you're trying to get out to work, and my mom, knock, 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 knock on the door. I love you. I love you, hon. You're a saint. I have loved living next door. I love the handiwork of a gardener. My mother loved gardening. She loved to be outside. She loved to mow the lawn. That's another story. It'll come in a bit. But one day, I was probably, 16, there was a lovely bouquet of, went right out of my head. They're purple. Help me, Margaret. They grow in a bush. Lilacs, thank you. Lilacs on the table. And I have allergies, so they would make me sneeze. But my mother cut them and brought them in. So I said, Mom, they're beautiful. Where did you get them from? She went, what? The lilacs, where did you get them from? She said, we have 6 bushes that line the driveway, Sherry. I cut them outside. You stand by them every day to go to school. I had to go out and look because it went right over my head. I appreciate her handiwork, but sometimes the light is on and no one's home. She was very proud of her grandchildren. And as I mentioned, I worked from when they were 6 months old to now. And when I couldn't be at an event, my mom could. If I could be at an event, my mom was. There wasn't a game when I was growing up that my mother ever missed. She still does not understand field hockey, but she was there for every game. Softball, if the pitcher was walking a lot of batters, she would mumble under her breath. And as she got older, the mumbling got a little louder. Change the pitcher. She wanted to see the game. She wanted activity. My mom was everything. As my mom got ill, walking wasn't so easy. But she loved to mow the lawn. We have a little acreage. Joe was not permitted to mow the lawn. That's St. Joe. He's not permitted to mow our lawn. He wasn't permitted to mow hers because it had to be done a certain way. So my mom mowed our lawn, for which we are grateful. We bought a zero-turn lawnmower because, 3-4 acres takes a lot of time. She would not use it. It goes too fast. She would spend 3 or 4 hours mowing the lawn because she loved it. You could cut the grass faster with scissors than she was mowing it, but she loved it. And when the girls went off to senior prom as dates last year, it was easier for her to ride the lawnmower over. And that is a precious memory for me. My mom taught me to enjoy the Jersey Shore. Every year we would go down, whether it be with family or friends. We had the privilege of staying close to the beach
And my mom, she had a routine. 9 o'clock on the beach, needed to be near the water, and she sat there and would watch the ebb and flow of the waves. And it amazed her every day. She loved the sun. And at night, we would go back to the boardwalk for a little ice cream. My mom never wrote a book. She never made a portrait that'll be in a museum. But she's larger than life to me. And my mom loved her garden. As a child, our garden was at least half of our property. And it, over the years, it has decreased. But she has kept the same rhubarb plants as long as I can remember. As long as I can remember. Pastor, I can't thank you enough for asking me to wrap up today. I can't thank you all enough for supporting me through a few tears, maybe too many, to talk about one of my favorite subjects, my mom. There are so many individuals that impact our lives. They may be our peers, they may be younger than us, they may be older than us, they may have children, they may not have children, but everyone makes a special mark on our life. And I thank you all for making a mark on my life, my children's life, my husband's life. I thank you for living with a purpose. And when we leave here today to go into the mission field, as Pastor often said, you may be the only Christian that someone knows. So as you leave today with a purpose, remember, you're somebody's something. Thank you.
In the final analysis, Proverbs 31 is about reaching your God-given potential. Whether you are a woman, whether you are a mother, whether you're a man, whether you're a father, whether you don't have children, whether you do, it is your God-given potential that God wants you to reach for. God wants you to be the best of whatever he's called you to be. Be all that he would purpose for you to be today. Be the man or the woman or the young person that God has made you to be wherever it is that he has placed you to be today. God go with you. Happy Mother's Day.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.